It was the beginning of April, and Karen Gibson was travelling on a number 87 bus when her phone rang. The caller was Eva Williams, the Deputy Communications Secretary to the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall. Would the Kingdom Choir like to sing at the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? My instinctive reaction, says Karen, 55, was to ask if she was joking. But my question was met with silence. So I said, you're not joking, are you? And then we continued our conversation. Prince Charles, who was later to discover, is a fan of gospel music. He'd heard Karen's Kingdom Choir sing at the Queen's Golden Jubilee celebrations in 2002, and he recommended them to his younger son and future daughter-in-law. A visit to St George's Chapel, Windsor, soon followed, so Karen could check the acoustics ahead of the big day on May the 19th, before checking the availability of her choristers, without being able to tell them why. I just asked them to keep that date free. 2 weeks later, I was told I could announce it to the choir, as long as they told no one. Karen and six of her choristers were then invited to Kensington Palace to meet Harry and Meghan and to discuss the arrangement of Stand By Me, the Ben E. King hit they were to sing so memorably at the wedding ceremony. They were both lovely, relaxed and friendly, and obviously very much in love. The thing that struck me most was how normal they seemed. We were there for about an hour, chatting over tea and biscuits, and we sang a little for them. The couple liked what they heard, but they were by no means a pushover when it came to approving the choir's version of the song. When we sent them a CD of the finished arrangement, they thought it was too much, too elaborate. It wasn't the stripped-back sound they were looking for. There followed much to-ing and fro-ing. Indeed, it wasn't until the 10th version that Harry and Meghan were pleased with the arrangement. It was quite a long way from our gospel roots, but it's what they wanted. And they were right. When it came to it, I could see it was in keeping with the rest of the service. What a difference a day makes. It started the moment we left the chapel on May the 19th, recalls Karen. Nobody had given us a second look when we'd walked into St George's. Now everyone was clamouring for autographs and selfies. We had to be escorted by bodyguards, for heaven's sake. By the end of the day, our website had crashed. And it didn't stop there. Top British talent manager Jonathan Shallett secured a record deal with Sony. And Stand By Me, the album, was released in October, just as the choir was returning from Sydney, having performed at the closing ceremony of Prince Harry's Invictus Games for injured ex-servicemen and women. Next up, and it's a remarkable coup, the choir sang on Coca-Cola's Christmas advert for TV, taking on Elton John for John Lewis, and Take That for M&S, in the traditional battle of the Christmas commercial. Shown across 16 European countries, the ad was backed by a budget of £50 million. This spring comes an 18-day UK tour to include a concert at the Royal Albert Hall on May the 19th, the one-year anniversary of Harry and Meghan's wedding. Does Karen think they'll attend? Well, they live just down the road, she says with a twinkle, so who knows?